Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, idea hustlers. It's your boy, Jake Carter, coming at you live with another lightning-fast burst of inspiration on Brainstorm Boost. 5 minute idea fix. Today, we're tackling something super important, creating a safe space for yourself to express those raw, beautiful emotions that come bubbling up inside. Ever feel like you're holding back, bottling things up? Like your feelings are trapped in this emotional pressure cooker waiting to explode? We've all been there, trust me. But what if I told you, you have the power to unlock that pressure valve and let those emotions flow freely? Now, before you think I'm about to dive into some heavy-duty therapy session, hold up. This isn't about analyzing every nuance of your feelings, though that can be helpful sometimes. It's about creating a space where you feel comfortable acknowledging them, no matter how big or small. Think of it like this. Your emotions are like waves crashing on the shore, powerful, dynamic, and constantly shifting. But instead of fearing those waves, imagine embracing them, feeling their energy wash over you, and letting them reshape your inner landscape. So, how do we build this emotional haven? Let's break down 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Mindful awareness. First things first, become a detective of your own feelings. Pay attention to the physical sensations that accompany different emotions: the tight chest when you're anxious, the flutter in your stomach when you're excited, the lump in your throat when you're sad. This awareness is like your emotional GPS, guiding you towards understanding what's going on inside. 2. Self-compassion. Remember, there's no such thing as a wrong emotion. Every feeling is valid, even those that might feel uncomfortable or embarrassing. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through something tough. Talk to yourself like you'd talk to someone you love, gently, supportively, and without judgment. 3. Journaling power. Grab that notebook or fire up your digital notes app, because journaling can be your emotional best friend. Pour those feelings onto the page, no censorship, no editing. Let it all out. This act of externalizing your emotions helps you process them, gain clarity, and even discover hidden patterns in your emotional world. 4. Creative expression. Channel those emotions into something tangible. Whether it's painting, writing, dancing, singing, or building a Lego masterpiece, hey, there are no rules here. Finding creative outlets allows you to express yourself authentically without words. It's like letting your soul speak through a different language. 5. Safe space rituals. Create little rituals that signal to your mind and body that it's time to unwind and connect with your emotions. Take a warm bath, light some candles, put on calming music, or simply curl up in a cozy corner with a good book. These rituals can help you create a sense of peace and security, making it easier to tap into your emotional well-being. You know that feeling when you're talking to someone who truly gets you? Who listens without judgment, offers support without pressure, and makes you feel safe to be vulnerable? That's the kind of space we want to create for ourselves, a sanctuary where our emotions can flow freely, helping us grow, learn, and ultimately, live more authentically. Let's say you're feeling overwhelmed by stress at work. Instead of pushing those feelings down or letting them spiral out of control, imagine taking a few minutes to journal about what's causing the stress. Write down those anxious thoughts, the tight feelings in your chest, and any fears bubbling up. Then, try incorporating some calming rituals, a short meditation, listening to soothing music, or even just taking a walk outside to clear your head. By acknowledging those emotions, processing them mindfully, and creating a safe space for yourself, you can begin to regain control and navigate that stress with more clarity and resilience. Remember, friends, expressing your emotions isn't a weakness, it's a superpower. It takes courage, vulnerability, and self-awareness qualities that will ultimately lead you to a deeper understanding of yourself and a richer, more fulfilling life. So go ahead, unlock that pressure valve, let those waves crash, and embrace the full spectrum of your emotional being. Got any thoughts on this? Feeling inspired to create your own safe space for emotions? Share your experiences with me on social media, I love hearing from you. And remember, tune in tomorrow for another dose of Brainstorm Boost. 5 minute idea fix. Keep those creative juices flowing and never stop brainstorming. See ya.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.